Chapter 1. Going Fishing. Today will be a great day, thought Seth. It was dawn, and the weather was good. It was early, but he felt ambitious to get going. Seth was going fishing with his brother Jed. Seth did not often get the chance to spend time alone with his older brother. He and Jed were usually too busy doing chores. But fishing was a kind of chore, too. Ma hoped they'd catch enough fish for dinner and have some left over to dry for the winter. Still, spending time alone with Jed was special. "What do you think Pa will bring back from his trip?" Seth asked Jed. "He'll bring back news about what's happening in the rest of the world. And you know he'll have a good story about his adventures at the trading post," answered Jed. "Do you remember the story about the time the syrup trapped him?" Seth laughed. "It seems to me," Jed remembered, "that Pa said he'd been doing a lot of shopping at the trading post. He was pondering about what fabrics to choose. Ma needed to make new clothes for everyone. Pa got very tired looking at all that fabric, so he leaned his elbows on the counter. But when he finally tried to stand up, he couldn't move. His elbows were stuck in a pool of syrup that was on the counter. And the syrup had hardened by the time Pa wanted to stand up. He was stuck in the syrup." Seth finished the story laughing. "Do you remember how Pa showed us what had happened to him?" Jed joined in Seth's laughter. Jed imitated how Pa tried to free himself from the syrup. Seth admired his brother's storytelling. He smiled and thought to himself that this was going to be a great day. Seth's smile disappeared when he heard his younger sister Sarah shouting, "Stop! Wait for me, Jed! Stop, Seth!" Seth frowned and yelled, "What are you doing here?"